Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, President. At the outset of this joint statement from Peru and Ecuador, I should say that yesterday in this same room, there was the announcement of a decision by Cambodia and Thailand to launch demining operations along the joint border. I should like to commend this announcement because Peru and Ecuador are an example of countries whose armies, which were previously in conflict, are now working hand in hand to demine a border zone, a mountainous zone with a great deal of vegetation. Cooperation between Peru and Ecuador is an example of success, which began in 2018. This is our history. Following the signature of the peace agreements of Brasilia in 1998, the bilateral relations between Ecuador and Peru were characterized by a high level of mutual trust, integration, and cooperation. This has meant that there's been fruitful cooperation between the two nations by way of humanitarian demining. This high level of dialogue has contributed to the eradication of anti-personnel mines, essentially along the border, the shared border area called the Cordillera del Cóndor. This has promoted progress in implementation of the Ottawa Convention by both countries. Thanks to good practice and the will of the parties, we have developed training measures, capacity building, doctrine, planning, and implementation of combined demining operations, as well as mutual assistance on the subject. This has benefited the populations in our country who are located close to the mined areas. Thus, the joint work by the two armies of Peru and Ecuador constitute the implementation of an unprecedented confidence-building measure. This has enabled us to meet the commitments made under the convention and to maintain close relations by implementing the peace agreements that were signed in 1998. It has made it possible to have local development of the populations in the border areas. As regards the operations of the two countries that have been conducted in the border area of shared land, this has been an example, indeed, to the international community of South-South cooperation, as well as regional cooperation. Despite the health emergency caused by COVID-19 and the subsequent financial crisis, both countries have resumed their demining operations. We should also highlight that the humanitarian demining in Ecuador and Peru has a comprehensive focus because there is commitment to development, the protection of the people located in the border area, protection of the environment, respect for the rights of indigenous peoples, conservation of intangible property and communities, as well as the protection of ancestral cultural heritage of the Amazon. This is how comprehensive action eradicate mines has this is how this has led to reducing the harmful social, environmental, and economic impact, as well as releasing land for expansion of agriculture and rehabilitation, reconstruction, and development of projects in the border area. Additionally, both countries have noted the importance and the will to continue promoting the role of women in humanitarian action spaces, as well as work to reducing the gender gap within the population who live near the border. This is in line with what's been laid down in the Oslo Plan of Action. Now, if I may, President, I'd like to just give the floor to the delegation of Ecuador.